photojournalist Stephen Winter has been charged by rhinos, stalked by jaguars, and nearly struck by lightning, all in the service of getting photos for National Geographic magazine. Winter grew up in Fort Wayne and attended Indiana University and IUPUI. He speaks to me from his home in New Jersey. You've written on the National Geographic blog, which is ngm.com, that when you first come to another country, you quickly learn certain important words.
Yeah, that's true. It's number one, I'm a guest in these cultures, you know, so it's one of the reasons I use local people. But I always ask them, well, thank you and hello. But you always ask thank you because people may not expect you to say this. And this is part of my background, maybe as a Midwesterner, but they don't always expect you to say that. And then I always, in my line of work, I learn the word for trouble or problem. Because in many instances when you're going out looking for dangerous animals, one thing that a local person and local cultures never want to do is to cause you any bit of trouble or harm. So you may be in trouble, but they won't tell you. Because it's like, oh, no, don't worry, we'll take care of things. Well, hold it. I need to know if something's around the corner that's going to affect my life, and I'd like to get a picture of it. So I always learn these words.
In the current issue of National Geographic, the June 2008 issue, you have a story about the elusive Himalayan snow leopard. I understand that some of the photos required automatic cameras. Could you describe that process?
Right. We use a system called Trailmaster, and it's a transmitter and receiver that has an infrared beam. So you place this beam on a trail or somewhere where the animal's going, and to it is connected a camera. The camera is in a waterproof box. The flashes are in plexiglass tubes that are also weather-resistant. So this camera is set up, in this instance, along a trail. But it made it great. I, in the past, have not liked remote cameras that much. It gave us an unusual view of an animal because they're essentially taking the picture when they break the beam. So with snow leopards, I could make the beam so exact that the animal broke the beam in the part of the composition that I wanted. In this instance, it gave us incredible pictures that I'm extremely proud of that the snow leopard and I took.
I'm speaking with photojournalist Stephen Winter. He has a story in the June 2008 issue of the National Geographic on the Himalayan snow leopard. It's titled, Out of the Shadows, the Elusive Central Asian Snow Leopard Steps into a Risk-Filled Future. Have you ever felt that your life was in danger?
Oh, yeah. Oh, golly. That's, I've been charged by jaguars. Luckily, that one stopped. I mean, I could not breathe, and 12-foot bears running full bore at me. We just were attacked by rhinos. I was on top of an elephant. A rhino was jumping, bit the front of the elephant. Elephant turned, ran full bore across this field. That rhino's jumping on the back of the elephant. And nobody knows that they do this, but the Indian rhino is very aggressive, and it's just large as the white African rhino, which is the largest rhino in the world. So, I mean, this thing's big, and you have these things that happen to you, and you just are, when it gets done, it's like, oh, God, am I lucky that, you know, I got out of this one alive. I'm doing tigers next, so there's a lot more to come.
I've been speaking with Stephen Winter, photojournalist. His story on the Himalayan snow leopard can be seen in the June issue of National Geographic magazine. Steve Winter, thanks for speaking with me this morning. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome, Adam. It's great to talk to Bloomington again.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.